Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Saturday marks 20 years since the September 11th terror attacks, and while they happened hundreds of miles away, they had an immediate effect here in Boston. I spoke with Paul Evans. He was Boston's police commissioner in 2001, and I asked him what he remembers most about that day.
It started out as a normal Tuesday morning, went into the office early, did some paperwork, had a few meetings, and then decided to do a quick workout. I went down to the department gym and was doing a workout. And at that time, one of the towers, the North Tower, I believe, was already on fire, smoking. And I listened to the commentators speculate as to the reasons why. Was it potentially a training flight had hit the tower or whatever? And listened to that for a brief time when all of a sudden the second plane hit the South Tower. And I recall immediately jumping off the machine, sprinting to my office, calling the mayor, and said, "Mr. Mayor, turn on your television. We have a problem."
When did you find out that the two planes originated in Boston, and what thoughts went through your mind when you found that out?
I think it would have been later that morning, early afternoon. What was probably most impactful was the whole idea that, you know, they attacked New York. They could have just as easily turned the planes towards some of the towers in Boston.
There were fears that day that Boston could become a target. How did you handle all of that?
What we did right away is obviously brought the command staff together, and we had already planned for any type of concerns of this nature, terrorism. And but I also remember that as the day went on, I was in contact with some of the downtown skyscrapers, in essence saying, "Listen, we haven't accounted for all the planes. They're still up in the air and you're a potential target. And we'd advise you to evacuate your buildings." And I had some pushback, but eventually I think all of them complied.
How did 9/11 change how you did your job and local policing in general in a city like Boston?
Well, it was another area that, you know, caused us to do just more community policing, making sure we were in touch with the communities, that we had their trust. And if, you know, they saw things that looked out of place, they needed to let us know, and we needed to work with them ever more closely because of the nature of the threat.
Does it feel like 20 years?
No, it doesn't. Watching that second plane hit the tower, it's so burned in my mind. It seems like just yesterday, and it's gone by in a blink. But, you know, thank God, with the exception of events like the Boston Marathon, we for the most part have I think successfully dealt with the terrorism issue. But like all of law enforcement, you're only good as your last day. I mean, it's that constant have to be evaluating to intelligence, working with your contacts to make sure that we're on top of this.
Former Boston Police Commissioner Paul Evans, thanks for speaking with Morning Edition.
Okay. Thanks, Steve. Take care.